Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. The number, if you want to join us, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Open phones, as always. You can bring up anything you want coming up. We got some interesting stories on the way, including a Disneyland lockdown. We'll explain what happened to you when we get the chance. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Bonnie, you wanted to talk about Pope Francis and what it is that he gets wrong about some specific topics, greed, hunger, and inflation.
Yes, Pope Francis, the famous African-American baseball player in America.
Now, is that Yeah, is that a real clip?
I think it's real.
So what do you explain? What do you
Joe Biden was shaking the hands of Pope Francis like last week, and he said, "You're the famous African-American baseball player in America," whatever that means. And you can read his lips, and it really looks like he's saying it. It really does.
Yeah, it's hard to know if it's, you know, with deep fakes or whatever, it's hard to know whether this is real or not. But given how...
senile?
Yeah, not with it, Biden tends to be, it's believable.
Pop was a bad dude.
That's supposedly where he pooped his pants, too, so why not?
Those are the allegations.
What about him pooping his pants?
There's an allegation that the meeting with the Pope had to be cut short, and they, like, cut the video feed or something like that because Biden allegedly did a number two.
Who's making this allegation?
It was all over the place, I don't know, 24 hours ago. Like, it was trending on Twitter.
I didn't, like,
I
leave
the show for, like, 4 days, and the president poops his pants and calls the Pope a national athlete.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any way to prove that this allegation is true. However, it is not the first time. I'll say this. It's not the first allegation about Biden having a bit of a problem. I mean, look, he's in his mid-70s, and, I mean, that's not the oldest of old, but it's also not, you know, a strapping young man, and some elderly people have problems with their bowels. And so there were rumors prior to this weekend that Biden wears adult diapers.
Okay.
Because he has a tendency to
get excited.
Well, you know, to let loose on a number two. We can't get too graphic here on radio, but, you know, he has a tendency to do those things that some elderly people might do. And obviously he's the president, so they don't want clear to people.
Yeah, I don't want to knock the guy for being old, right? But there's plenty of older people who take better care of themselves mentally and physically, like Ron Paul, who don't wear adult diapers.
Yeah, well, Paul's like riding a bike for miles a day or something, last I heard. I don't know if he still does, but, you know, within the last several years he has.
And say what you want about Donald Trump, but there was never an allegation that he pooped himself on talking to the Pope, okay? That's all I'm saying. You can say all kinds of things about him,
right,
but no one ever accused him of that.
Well, and this is, you know, and you touched on the whole point of, like, look, there's so many different things wrong with Joe Biden. Making fun of him for doing something that is not that uncommon with very elderly people.
I mean, it's actually kind of sad.
It's very sad. It's very sad. Although there was another funny one where, do you remember the picture, or not picture, it was like an 18-second video clip that came out last week where he was at a CNN town hall and he had his fists clenched in front of him?
You didn't see this?
Oh, it's so funny.
Why? What's funny about that?
It's just funny looking. He's standing on a stage. For whatever reason, CNN keeps doing these town halls with Joe Biden, you know, every couple months.
They have no self-awareness of how bad he looks.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just a gold mine to, you know, mine clips of Biden being completely clueless, stuttering, or, you know, looking like he doesn't know what he's talking about. In this case, he was just literally standing there as... the CNN host was asking him whatever he was asking him, and he just stood there with his fists clenched in front, both fists straight out in front of him, clenched. Like, some people took the image.
Like, perhaps he was filling a diaper?
That was one of the that was actually one of the things that people speculated was that that Biden was in the midst of doing his business.
Babies do that. Babies, like, you'll be like, oh my God, their fists are so clenched, and you'll be like, oh.
Now the funniest meme that I saw was the one where they turned him into Beavis. For Beavis and Butthead, like Cornholio. He looked like Cornholio in that moment. It was like 18 seconds long. He's just standing there with his fist clenched. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, maybe he thinks he's like behind a podium, and he would normally have his fists like resting on a podium or something. Maybe he's in his like podium stance there, but doesn't realize.
Well, balling your fists isn't exactly like a natural relaxed position. Like, I don't walk around relaxed, like this all day.
It wasn't
like,
straight up. It was just more like at a right angle, like at a right angle straight up from your body.
Yeah. That's almost more awkward.
You do sleep like that, are you?
Occasionally, yeah, I do throw up the little fist of power in my sleep.
Let's go to the phones here. Greg, what do you think about these allegations with Joe Biden? I know that wasn't the reason you called in tonight, but for whatever reason, that came up here. So, Greg in New York.
Well, I think our presidents are just getting better and better. I don't know. I hope that in the future, elderly people are going to be really sharp. And, hey, say what you will, but even Bernie Sanders is older than Joe Biden, but he seems to be sharp. He rarely says stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
I think
that he's way less like a, you know, senile old man.
Yeah, he says stupid things, but they're stupid socialist things.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make. They're still stupid. They're just not senile.
Yeah. One thing's for sure.
That's where I caught myself. I was like, stupid things. Well, we might disagree with the things, but the guy is at least very sharp.
He can put a sentence together. That much is true. And we are definitely getting older and older presidents. I think you guys pointed this out last night, Bonnie, that Biden is older than Trump, and older. Or Trump was the oldest president, so now Biden is the new oldest president that the United States has had in its entire history, and that's not a good thing. Not a good trend.
I just like to listen to Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders. They're different on different parts of the spectrum, but they kind of all. They say the same thing and stay consistent for decades, and you can tell they care, and they have principles. So you may disagree with what they say, but I like their, their genuineness, basically.
So, Greg, you're the founder of Intercoin at intercoin.org. We mentioned a few times over the last few days that Intercoin is kind of getting to tomorrow, from what I understand, a fairly big milestone in its developmental history. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Oh, yeah. So tomorrow we're going to poop our pants. No, I'm kidding about that. although maybe. No, basically,
one would
tomorrow
hope not.
We're, I hope not, too. Okay, so tomorrow Intercoin, I should say the ITR token, is going to go on an exchange. So that's right. You will be able to trade the ITR token, buy it, and sell it if you go on that exchange. And that exchange is a centralized exchange, which happens to be, right now, the fees are very high on Ethereum. So having a centralized exchange, which doesn't even really check KYC and other things like that, for the most part, seems to be a pretty good venue, I guess. And that's only the beginning. So that's tomorrow. People will be able to go and trade ITR, finally.
So the ITR, that is the Intercoin Investor Token, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, and this is. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is in relation to the whole Intercoin project? Because Intercoin,
sure.
The idea behind Intercoin is to help companies and organizations launch their own token, right? That's kind of the basics.
Yeah, like we've spoken to so many organizations and people when they understand. Wait a moment, I can have my own coin, and you know my previous company made your own app. So all together, you can have your own app, your own coin, your own community. They start to see the reason why they want to have that. Like, one reason is if you had a coin, let's say for Free Talk Live or something like that, you'd be able to reward people for bringing other people to watch. Or maybe you could reward them for listening to the show. That's just some examples of, like, helping to reward the kind of behavior you would like to see that might spread the ideas of liberty to others. And you reward them with a coin that may or may not be worth something in the future. That's just an example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Intercoin is launching on an exchange. If you want, hang on, Greg. We'll continue here in a moment. We'll talk about why this, you know, it's a big deal.
I think a free talk live coin sounds cool.
Yeah, people have talked about that for a long time, and I've been pretty reticent to do it. Of course, now I'm prohibited from doing anything with that idea. But the number here is 603-283-6160. You could do it, Bonnie, if you wanted to. I just instruct you to. Just more coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can do that. And you can bring up anything you want. Coming up, are people more likely to be pessimistic? That is a story that both you and I actually selected, Aria, on our own volition.
Well, we both tend to be optimistic, so when we say something like that, it catches our attention.
Yep, that's absolutely true. So we can talk about that, plus Bonnie's story about the Pope, since we just were talking about him a moment ago, with Biden meeting the Pope, and then allegedly, some people say, letting a number two go in his pants.
I realize why I didn't hear about any of this, and it's because it was Halloween, so people, my primary access to memes is Facebook, so people were just posting pictures of Halloween costumes and Halloween parties and stuff. All of my friends missed this important stuff of President Poopy Pants. Really?
We'll continue here, and of course your calls and thoughts are welcome. Also, Greg is on the line with us from intercoin.org, and Greg, you're announcing the big news starting, what is there a specific time tomorrow when this new exchange, or I guess not new exchange, but this exchange that is newly announcing that Intercoin's investor token will be available for trading, which is, by the way, the exchange is X Markets, exmarkets.com. They're going to feature this. Do you have like a start time?
Well, I think the listing, as I've been told, that listings say they're going to open at a certain point, but sometimes it takes a couple hours longer.
Mm-hmm.
So, anytime that tomorrow you want to pop on over to exmarkets.com, you can create an account. It costs you nothing. Pretty much don't have to put up, I don't think, any information, although I don't know exactly how they run it. And then what happened is that they are going to open a trading pair, actually three trading pairs. ITR is going to be trading against USDT, which is the Tether. It's going to be trading against BTC, Bitcoin, and ETH, Ethereum. So whenever you've got
options,
go pop
nice.
On there and, yep. That's one way to get Intercoin.
And actually, Greg, I signed up with EX Markets a couple days ago, and yeah, they didn't ask me anything.
I was pretty amazed that there was not even any sort of hoops whatsoever besides, I think it was what, email is what they wanted you?
Yeah.
Well, if they don't accept fiat currency, I think they have a way of getting around all of that KYC stuff, right?
Maybe, but still, some of them, want to do KYC, and
sure.
These guys don't care.
You could withdraw, 100 bitcoins a day.
Yes, there's a huge level of withdrawal that, if you had that many bitcoins, you could do that with X Markets without any know-your-customer process. So that's pretty cool.
Also, other exchanges you all might want to look at, not for Intercoin, but in general, KuCoin has no KYC. Poloniex has
I've
no
used
KYC.
KuCoin in the past. Obviously, I can't, use them now.
Because of bail restrictions.
Right. But, they were okay, but they had cash-out minimums where if you wanted to move, 0.01 Ethereum or whatever, they wouldn't let you.
Mm.
You had to buy an additional 0.03 Ethereum or whatever before they would actually let you withdraw it.
Gotcha. What else, Greg?
Well, yeah. So, basically, Intercoin, you started asking, what is this Intercoin ecosystem? And I kind of wanted to take a step back and explain why we started the project and why we have two separate tokens, the Intercoin Investor Token, and then the actual Intercoin, which will be launching hopefully next year. So we kind of started all this, as you know, because crypto's been around for a long time. It's been around for 10 years, and we still think that it's kind of an early technology because if you look around, people aren't actually using it in everyday life. You go to a restaurant, you're not paying with crypto.
Well, unless you live in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, what you're saying is true in most places. We're the exception to that rule. We live here in Crypto Mecca, where literally today another restaurateur in town just informed me, or bar owner informed me, that she has installed a crypto wallet. So we may be adding another bar to our roster.
That's good because we lost one.
Yeah. Well, it moved to a different location. But either way, we've got that here, Greg. But sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Just wanted to point out that's not true everywhere. But go ahead.
Not true everywhere. But even let's take the Mecca, the center of it, because I've been to Keene and visited you guys. And okay, so what happened was we go to a restaurant, and that's an option. You can use it among other options. But then How are you paying? Are you paying on-chain on layer one, meaning are you using Bitcoin specifically, or are you using
No, it's, most people pay with Bitcoin Cash or Dash. Those are the number one and number two most used. So it is on-chain, layer one, the original cryptocurrencies, no silly Lightning Network nonsense, just straight-up crypto payments.
I suspect the only businesses in town that accept cryptocurrency that are actually getting Bitcoin is going to be like Wilder Automotive and the dentist.
Yeah, for sure.
Moose Merts.
The big,
really?
For Bitcoin? People actually pay Bitcoin? Wow, that's got to be rare. I know that according to the AnyPay numbers, it's solidly Bitcoin Cash and Dash are number one and number two by, like, at least numbers, if not
more. Well, the owner is a maximalist.
That's true. That's true.
He likes to say he's a rationalist.
But is he actually, like, someone coming in and buying, like, a dollar candy bar and using Bitcoin?
No, I would definitely say it's way more BCH, but I've definitely also accepted
BCH is Bitcoin
BTC
Cash.
There.
Gotcha. That's surprising. Yeah, it is. Go ahead, Greg. So you were saying?
So BCH correctly read the title of Satoshi's white paper, which is supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system.
Right.
But what do you suppose would happen if not just Keene, New Hampshire, but everyone started using Layer 1 Bitcoin transactions? It can only have about 10 per second or something like that.
I think BCH increased its block size to 32 megabytes, if I recall correctly. It's fairly large now by comparison, and maybe it's... I don't know what it is right offhand, but it's a lot more than the original 1 megabyte block size that the Bitcoin blockchain is stuck on, which restricts the original Bitcoin to like 7 transactions a second, I think, maximum. In theory, what the Dash and Bitcoin Cash and those guys would do would be to just keep increasing the block size.
I think this is the one thing that Bitcoin SV did correctly, was just removing the block size limit entirely.
Did they remove it?
They did.
Okay.
It's determined now not by, you know, this artificial hard cap, but however many transactions a given miner can fit in a single block.
In 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, without being beaten by someone else claiming those transactions, it's how many they can fit in there.
So let's look at that. The architecture of having everything on one blockchain, essentially what happens is that, so you have 32 times more space now, but that's still only about, 200 transactions per second. Now,
you're going to need a lot more to get up to Visa or MasterCard or PayPal processing levels. There's no doubt about that.
Right. And the thing is, it's because it does solve the double spend problem, but it solves it in a very brute force way. Blockchain basically says, hey, why don't we just take all transactions that just happened in the world in the last 10 minutes, put them in one place, and then see if there's any double spend. Right? So that's clearly like a bottleneck. Basically, the miner has to be aware of every single transaction in the world. Otherwise, it doesn't get recorded on the chain.
So you're saying Intercoin is proposing to do something about this?
Absolutely.
All right, stand by, Greg. If you've got time, we'll continue. I'm curious to what that's going to be, because right now the Intercoin investor token is just another Ethereum token. So what has he got, cooked up? Or what are they working on? The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And if you want to talk about crazy fees, the Ethereum network is way crazier than Bitcoin now. More coming.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the framework of the social spending package contains very good things for working Americans. Schumer saying the measure tackles child care and will help American mothers get back into the workforce. He also says on the Senate floor it's fully paid for.
When this bill is passed, it will be fully paid for and reduce inflationary pressures, something that has been affirmed by many, many economists.
Republicans are worried because of all the government spending and believe inflation will continue to rise and tax hikes will have to occur. A CDC panel set to meet on Tuesday to take up the issue of Pfizer's COVID-19 shots for kids. The FDA already signing off on the vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. USA Radio News. We only have a brief window left in the fight against climate change. That's according to President Biden, who is in Scotland speaking at the International Climate Summit. The president pushing other countries to move toward renewable energies amid a surge in energy costs.
High energy prices only reinforce the urgent need to diversify sources, double down on clean energy development, and adapt promising new clean energy technologies so we can not only remain overly reliant on one source of power.
Critics argue President Biden's energy policies, like canceling construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, contributed to higher prices for gas and oil. The name of the three women who died after their vehicle was struck by a train in South Carolina are being released. The Charleston County coroner saying the victims are from Syracuse, New York, and from North Charleston, South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are streaming video over on Odyssey, as well as some other platforms. But those other platforms, you just can't trust them. They will likely cut us off at some point. Some of them already have. And so we never know when we're going to be on or off those other platforms. But Odyssey seems pretty darn reliable. They were created by Library. Now, actually, since I think the last few days, they technically have, what's the word, a corporate, like, sell-off, or they've schismed, basically.
Really?
Library said, all right, well, Odyssey should be its own corporation, basically. I don't know what the best word for that is, but they're not mad at each other or anything like that. They just, Library just determined that Odyssey kind of has to do different things in order to be more competitive with YouTube, that the Library didn't really, like, dovetail completely with Library's mission of total decentralization, because I guess Odyssey has, you know, for, like, their live streaming, there's a centralized streaming server that they're using.
Sure. And there are rules and stuff.
Yeah, and there's some rules there. And so they're using some centralized solutions. So I heard Jeremy Kaufman from Odyssey Library talking about on a recent interview that they do use centralized content servers on Odyssey to serve just a normal video playback as well. But if those servers fail, then they fall back to library. So it still relies on library as the as a back end, but not the main back end. So it sounds like they've taken some different directions with the Odyssey platform. So library said, you know what, it'd be better off if we were separate and we could still work together, just not be the same company anymore, basically.
Sounds like a smart approach to it.
Yeah. So we're streaming over there, and that is the best platform on which you can watch Free Talk Live, and you can do that. Go to video.freetalklive.com. You'll find our Odyssey channel there. Be sure you hit the subscribe button or the follow button. I think they call it following on Odyssey. Head over there to video.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Greg, the founder of Intercoin over at intercoin.org, and you were just kind of explaining to us what some of the vision is for the future of Intercoin and, you know, allowing people to create their own token. And you were discussing how right now one of the frustrating factors with some cryptocurrencies is once they grow too large, they can't handle the network transactions anymore. Like Bitcoin, it's full. Now, they could increase the block size, but they haven't, and so Bitcoin tends to have some fairly high fees. Nowhere near as high as Ethereum these days, which is, we just checked the fee charts a moment ago, and it's like at least $27 on a median fee just to send some Ethereum. So it's completely out of the realm of, you know, the average person, and you can really basically, you can only afford it if you're a whale to be on the Ethereum network. So it seems to me pretty obvious that the future of Intercoin, if it is indeed something that people are going to be using, could not possibly be on the Ethereum network. Is that your plan? What you got cooking?
That's exactly right. Ethereum right now has just got the name recognition. Frankly, I don't know why anybody would want to be on the Ethereum network when there are so many other networks like Binance Smart Chain, like Polygon Matic, like Cardano, Solana, and others that also will support the EVM, and some already do. And, they're pretty decentralized. I've looked at the way they are working with DPoS. And Ethereum's moving there, too, but they're already there. So
what would your answer to that question be? If you don't see why anyone would want to be on the Ethereum network, why did you choose to put the Intercoin investor token on the Ethereum network?
Well, in our case, it was because the X Markets exchange, for example, and other exchanges simply do not interoperate sometimes with the other networks yet. We started Intercoin back in 2017,
right.
2018. Back then, there was nothing in town except maybe Tron.
And the fees on Ethereum at that time weren't crazy.
That's right. But you're going to see this on any blockchain because it's not just about moving from one state to the next. It's also about storing the entire state. I'm not talking about the history, like when you have a full node and you're storing all the history. I'm talking about just storing the latest values. If you have to store every value, every balance, and every variable in every smart contract, that's a lot of storage. And I give the example of BitTorrent. If BitTorrent had to seed every single file and every single movie across the entire network, it would be unworkable. So you need sharding at the very least. You need to partition the network into parts that are independent.
That's S-H-A-R-D, not to be confused with what Joe Biden might have done earlier last week. Just want to clarify. Go ahead.
No, that's very good. Actually, gives a new meaning to, yes, we might actually poop our pants in the near future
when we
do sharding. So basically, okay. So,
but what does that mean for Intercoin? I mean, what is sharding in relation to? How does that help with the amount of? I mean, without getting too technical, because I feel like we may be coming close to crossing that line here. What does that mean for the average person as far as making things work faster?
Sure, it's very simple. First of all, you all were just talking about Library and Odyssey. What do you like about it? The fact that it's decentralized, permissionless, and you can't take things down, right? So you have access to your stuff with your private key, and the network kind of just has a few little things that it enforces, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, look at what happens, though, at the architecture. So the architecture of Library allows you to have all these different videos. With Bitcoin and blockchain in general, it's a different architecture. So there's a bottleneck somewhere, and usually the bottleneck is the miner.
The miner must be aware of every transaction in the world, otherwise it doesn't get into the, you know, the block.
Mm-hmm.
So Intercoin simply notices that if you had community coins, let's say you had each city had its own coin, like New York City coin, Miami coin, which is, by the way, a thing now with city coins. So it's digital, yes, but also you don't have to look for a double spend between New York City coin and Miami coin. New York City coin can be in its own environment, and Miami coin can be in its own. And there was even a proposal in the days, you might remember, with colored coins on the Bitcoin network that was similar to that. In other words, never do the twain meet.
Mm-hmm.
And so if each coin can live on its own, say, virtual ledger, okay, then the double spend problem can be petitioned. You can have petitions corresponding to each coin, and each coin can have its own policies even. And then you have the Intercoin network, which is the internet of coins. So in a sense, Intercoin is building the same thing that the internet did with local networks, where right now I could be on my network, you could be on your network, but we don't have to worry about it. There's all these applications that help us communicate without having to worry about the fact that we're all on different networks. It just seems to work. Like
so the idea is that, like, cities could have their coins, a town could, you know, a town or whatever can have its own coin, a group, a corporation or something can have its own coin, and the more coins, the better. So instead of this sort of Bitcoin maximalist view, which is Bitcoin can do it all, everyone will be using Bitcoin in the future, there's no need for any alternatives, you're saying, no, actually we need to have a ton of alternatives, but there needs to be a way for them to easily interact without, like, some sort of centralized architecture of an exchange. Is that kind of what I'm understanding?
Exactly. I would say this is what the libertarian ethos is all about. Everyone can have their own instead of one size fits all, and they can all interact together without having one group of humans in charge of everything, like Mark Zuckerberg or mm-hmm. something like that. So that's why Library and Odyssey are so cool, and that's what we want with Intercoin. Yeah, we don't want one currency with one monetary policy of minting every 10 minutes or becoming more scarce, because then why would you buy anything? And so there are three disciplines. It's a multidisciplinary project. Technology, which I've been talking about, is just one thing. The other two are economics and regulations. So I think these are very interesting to talk about, because it's not just the regulators are evil or something like that. But there are
they are. They certainly are. Hang on, Greg. One more segment here. We got a little bit of time. And I think I appreciate you staying on here with us to try to dig in a little bit deeper as to what Intercoin is all about. It's coming a little more clear, I think, for me at this point. The number here is 603-283-6160. Maybe you've got a question for Greg. 603-283-6160. And we'll talk more about the Intercoin Investor Token coming up. It's free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here, if you want to join in, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We're on with the founder of Intercoin. He's Greg. The website is intercoin.org. And what I like about what Greg is saying here is basically he's embracing the whole crazy number of cryptos out there situation, which is the situation that we have, where there's literally like, I think according to CoinMarketCap, last time I looked, over 10,000, if not 11,000 cryptocurrencies. I think CoinGecko, these are two different websites that track these things.
Does that count like all the Ethereum tokens?
It does count a lot of the tokens. I mean, you can't count all of these things because it's just an impossibility. Oh, correction, 13,440 is currently listed over at CoinMarketCap. And that's, you're making a good point, Bonnie, is a lot of these things are Ethereum tokens, which is not the same thing as a cryptocurrency. A cryptocurrency is kind of like its own self-contained system. It needs to have usually miners or some sort of system to protect itself from getting hacked and you know, continue on. Whereas a token doesn't require any of that. It just there's these different cryptos like Ethereum, and Greg mentioned a few others, Bitcoin Cash, I think, Solana, and some of these other ones, Tron, where if you want to, you can just go and create whatever token you want to in like 5 minutes.
And that's what he's proposing for Intercoin, and this line of conversation has got me curious. Greg, what mechanisms do you have in place to keep the Intercoin network from being as congested with just nonsense useless tokens like has happened to the Ethereum network and these other networks?
That's a fantastic question. First of all, I just want to say, besides the technology, you also have the economic and the regulatory issues that I just wanted to explore while we have the time. But when it comes to the technology, I will say that at the very least, each coin would live on its own network. And you could theoretically split up Ethereum based on smart contracts and say this smart contract is supported, is secured by these computers, and that smart contract is supported and secured by those computers.
So hold on, you're not talking about tokens then. You're saying that whatever coins are connected to Intercoin will be their own cryptocurrencies. They'll have their own network.
I want to say right now, because of the time that we have to talk, that right now Intercoin is built on the Ethereum virtual machine, the EVM, and it can run on much faster blockchains like Binance Smart Chain that just has a $1 billion fund to support development there, also Polygon Matic, and even Cardano is going to have an Ethereum-compatible layer. So in a way, it's like writing in Java. Everyone who creates their operating system wants the Java applications to run on their system. So we're application developers at the moment. We're not building the operating systems yet. Just like Google built, you know, first a bunch of applications and only later created the Android operating system and their own phones. But it didn't do it from day one.
Well, they didn't create Android. They bought it out, if I remember correctly.
True. Yeah, but then they pretty much took it over.
By the way, Google is now investing in, I just read this story before the show, Digital Currency Group, which is the investor group that owns a piece of a lot of different crypto companies out there, including CoinDesk, which is one of the crypto news outlets, and also Blockstream, which is the company that's been pimping the Bitcoin Lightning so-called technology. And so now Google has a piece of that action.
Sounds like they're being evil.
Yeah, it does. So, all right, Greg, I don't know, did you get your question answered, Aria?
I don't think he was addressing my question. I think he was just going back to the points he wanted to make prior to
Well, I'll try to address your question directly, Aria. Basically, communities are actual communities that may already exist, or they may be new projects. So take, for example, cities or universities or, you know, cruise ships or anything like that. They already exist. So having an existing economy that's monetized and becomes a smart economy is what Intercoin is all about. I haven't talked on this right now. I haven't talked much beyond cryptocurrency, but we also help with voting, decision-making, governance. We also help with the community making decisions. So it's really a libertarian project allowing the communities to have the tools to get their stuff done without waiting for central banks and without waiting for not NGOs to, you know, try to save them. You can airdrop money to Haiti after an earthquake because the Haiti community coin, you can just inject capital into it, and you can see how the money is going to be spent statistically as opposed to having absolutely no idea where your money is going.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, go ahead, Glenn.
That's a pretty cool idea. That reminds me of the Acoin city that Acoin is trying to make. Maybe you could help him with that.
Absolutely. I had some people that suggested that. We actually, I don't want to mention right now until we have it signed, but certain things, if you go to intercoin.org, you'll see we have stateless people around the world that we're helping. There's a group of 3 million stateless people. There's a tribe in the Congo as well. There's another group that's about 3 million people. And we're also working on getting New York City coin, because I live in New York City, and it's dear to my heart to have a New York City coin that we can actually give a universal basic income in the coin, and so it can stay in the city. That's another thing. If you have your currency doesn't have to leave your community, and therefore people have to spend it on local labor and local restaurants and support their local economy, as opposed to if you gave the UBI in federal dollars, which is currently the case, it will leave the city because the city is only 1% or less of the whole world. So pretty much people go on eBay and they'll travel. Do
something. And the UBI in this case would be a voluntary choice, because you would be choosing to support it by using the New York City coin, whereas you could use something else if you didn't want to support the UBI, which is, what the hell does that stand for again?
Universal Basic Income.
Universal Basic Income.
We actually started calling it the VBI because it's the Voluntary Basic Income.
Oh, I like that. That's very nice. All right, so Greg, this is so for people that want to get the investor token, what does that mean for them? What does that mean for the future of Intercoin?
So Intercoin has two different tokens. The investor token is issued and sold by the company, and you can trade it, and you do buy it in order to receive
potentially dividends from the sale of the autonomous token, the reserve currency Intercoin that will be launched in the future. Intercoin itself is going to be an autonomous token. It's not issued by the team. It's not sold into the market by the investors. Instead, the investors hold the ITR token. And the reason we did this is because there's a certain mismatch between the early backers of a project, the investors, and the public that uses it. Intercoin is supposed to be bought by communities. It's supposed to be used as reserve currency by communities. And it's also supposed to settle trade balances between communities. So we want the investors and speculators to stay out of it, and we actually would like them to get dividends from the sale of it. So they're interested in getting it sold, but they're not actually actively dumping the price or anything like that. Whereas most of these projects, including big ones like Telegram or Kick Messenger, have huge IPOs of $2 billion and $700 million respectively. They actually got stopped by the SEC because it's not just with the regulators. What are you doing? You're creating a coin that you're saying is going to go up in price, and it could go up in price, and that's why people buy it. But then at some point, you're trying to turn that into a stable cryptocurrency where it's stable in price. How is something going to go up in price but also remain the same in price? So we realized that we need two different tokens. The investors get one, and the autonomous token is the one that's supposed to have a reliable community reserve. That's so basically what Intercoin is.
The investor token is the one that is in existence today, and that's the one that will be available on the X Markets exchange. That's exmarkets.com. Starting sometime, would you say, in the next 24 hours or so, basically, unless something goes wrong?
Yeah, I think that's safe to say. So if you want to like invest in the future of Intercoin, either because you think that this thing is going to go to the moon, or maybe because you think that because it might not, I don't know. But the other thing is, if you just want to invest in helping the world have a more libertarian version of money than just Bitcoin, because let me ask you, as libertarians, what would you rather have? One coin, one size fits all?
With no, we want choices.
Altcoins.
Yeah, we want choices.
Exactly, and so do I. And I think that together we can build a world where each community can not just have a coin, but they can govern themselves. They can attract interest to their cause. And at the same time, when it comes time to pay between communities, we can have something like the Internet. I just want to say one last thing about that.
All right, fast.
Right now, we're in the era of computers would be mainframes. So paying gas on Ethereum is just like renting time on a mainframe. You got these punch cards, and you have to really scrunch down your code to fit. That's the era we have today. And how did we get to an era where everyone's addicted to their phones? It's because you got personal computers and the Internet. That's what Intercoin is trying to do. It's trying to make it accessible to
everyone. That's an interesting analogy to suggest that right now, like as far as technology is concerned, cryptocurrency is in the mainframe stage. Like it's really, really, really early. Things need to be built. And Intercoin sounds like it could be one of those things. Thanks, Greg, for the call. And check out exmarkets.com for that offering that should be very, very soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work.
After one day of taking Extendabite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendabite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.